Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right across Australia. What a way to start the show, guys. Welcome.
Finally, hello. You were doing the show on your own, Buzz.
Yeah, I know. There was about 2 seconds and then I pumped straight into a song. We had a couple of technical issues, but we're back and that's all
no
that matters.
No surprise. We love a bit of a technical issue on this show.
Oh, don't we? And I thought it was fair enough, to be honest. I've always said to you, as soon as you get bored of us, just play a song. And I thought you'd just gone real early.
I thought about doing my own content, but I decided against it.
Oh, what would you have done?
See, that's why I decided against it. I'm just not quick enough.
How good are the impro skills of Buzz?
I'm well across this. I'm killing it.
Hey, Tolly, how's Darwin going?
It's unbelievable. I've got something for you a bit later in the show as well. I went in something called the Cage of Death.
The only disappointing thing about that is it's called the Cage of Death and you're here talking to me, so I know you didn't die, which means the tease isn't quite as good as it could have been.
Or am I? Or have I sent in my body double and maybe I didn't make it out of the Cage of Death?
All right, we'll talk
Find
about that. But up next,
later.
If you're a Spice Girls fan, I have something for you that you will love.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I'm a massive Spice Girls fan. I have been. They were, like, when I was about 17, it was when they were in their prime. It was like wannabe time. That was like when we were on schoolies. That was the song we sang all the time. But I didn't realise that Ariana Grande, who's only 24, so she's heaps younger than me, was also a Spice Girls fan. I didn't realise that 24-year-olds would be a Spice Girl fan, but she is, and I love what has gone down today. So she tweeted some lyrics. She's tweeted the lyrics, "I'm giving you everything, all the joy can bring, this I swear." Does that sound familiar to you?
This I swear. Yep.
No. Not that. That's the moon and the... You're singing Boys to Men.
I mean, still a good song.
Anyway, so she tweeted out some Spice Girls lyrics, right? And then her fans went into meltdown. Oh, my God, new song, yes, spill the, you know, and they put the teacup emoji, meaning, you know, spill the beans, what's your new song? Like this, if these are Ariana's new lyrics. And it went on and on. Yeah.
Hang on. What do you mean the teacup emoji?
Spill the cup. Like, tell us
spill,
the goss.
Spill
like,
the cup is not a saying.
Well, maybe it's because she didn't have.
Maybe it's because. No, spill
maybe
the cup
they
on this
didn't
one.
Have
on.
A bean emoji, so it couldn't be spill the beans.
So you reckon it's spill the cup?
I don't know. It says spill the, in brackets, teacup emoji. Anyway, whatever. We digress.
Okay.
Minutes later, Grande then confirmed the lyrics and she's like, OMG, they're the Spice Girl lyrics, not, and then it says A4T. Which I'm not sure if this is a reference to spill the cup again. And then she said, am I old? And it made me laugh because I just thought, how can you not know the Spice Girls? But it reminded me, this is not the first time it's happened, because you remember when Kanye teamed up with Rihanna for that 4-5.
Got it here.
Well, thanks for spilling the cup on that one, Buzz. Good. Yeah.
And in the background, you can hear a bit of former Beatles Sir Paul McCartney. He teamed up with them. He wrote some songs with Kanye, right? And when it happened, Twitter went into meltdown and all of Kanye's fans were tweeting, oh, my gosh, who's Paul McCartney? This Paul McCartney's going to be huge. And then another one was saying, oh, that's why I love Kanye, for shining a light on unknown artists, right? And so it went on with all these young peeps who didn't know who Sir Paul McCartney was, which I'm going to defend, because I reckon you could know if you were in, like, 18, 19, you could be expected to know the Beatles, but maybe not Sir Paul McCartney. I mean, he's knighted and all. He's amazing.
The individual members.
Maybe. Like, it'd be like my nana needing to know all the members of One Direction, but she should know One Direction.
No, but you're acting like, for people our age, the Beatles were in our era. It's still a long time before us.
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about our age. Half of these fans would have been 19. Like, Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's the same for them as it is for us. We know who the Beatles are.
Yeah, do you know all of them?
Yeah, Ringo, Lennon, Paul McCartney and, oh no, what have I done to myself?
And you're in your early 30s.
George Harrison. Sorry.
There you go. He has had more number ones in the UK than any other artist, but I think you can be forgiven for that. And the same thing happened to Annie Lennox from the Eurythmics, who's one of my favourite artists ever. She put a Facebook message out last year because someone had hit her up from an LA-based radio station and asked her to submit some of her music for consideration. The message was, oh, I came across your music online and I really like what I heard. If you'd like, send over an MP3 for your latest single. I'll forward it to our program director here and we'll see if we can get you on rotation. She's like, yeah, I've been around since the 80s, yeah. I've got my own rotation, don't need your help.
Because you're going to hate me here for this following question, but who's Annie Lennox?
Annie Lennox from the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of these.
Thank you, this is what I'm talking about.
It's a generational thing. I spilled the cup. I've just been told that the reference. Thanks, Buzz.
There we go. Got your back, Carrie. Don't worry.
I liked my version better. Oh, such a good song. Travel the world and the sun. Maybe I'm working on the wrong radio station. I need to go up 10 years. Ariana Grande, apparently her reference to A4T. A4 is her next album, her forthcoming album. I don't know what the T bit is. I'm still not sure.
Maybe that's the T emoji.
Yeah.
What? Sonda's trying to explain. Is a fan. What does that mean?
An Ariana Grande fan.
They're called T's.
I liked it better when you guys were doing notes instead of speaking. It was like charades.
Hold on. An Ariana Grande fan is called T.
One of her big fans is referred to as Ariana and T. That's her Twitter handle, so that's
guys,
she's talking to.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we are boring people out of their minds.
Anyway,
I'm involved.
Forget all that.
Oh gosh, can we
but
go to the phones or something?
We are going to go to phones.
I stopped listening.
Well, maybe other people are still listening. If you are still listening, I want you to call us 131060. Who you didn't know? Someone massive that your friend goes, "What do you mean you don't know who that is?" It can be a singer, it can be a TV star, it can be an actor, someone that the whole world knows but you.
We are getting calls.
It can be maybe a generational thing too.
So people are listening. Karen, Tommy.
But Buzz, I'm getting a call too, but it's my mum and I bet you she's telling me even I'm bored.
131060, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we're talking about people you didn't know, like world famous singers, actors, you know, stars that you just had no idea who they were, but the rest of the world knew who they were because Ariana Grande tweeted some lyrics to the Spice Girls and a whole lot of her younger fans are like, is that something from your new song, Teacup? Whatever the hell Teacup is. Oh, we've got Emma here. Emma from Melbourne, who's going to tell us what spill the tea means. Emma, enlighten us oldies.
Hi. So spill the tea is like tell us the gossip.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and it's normally held for like, you know, the really mean, nasty gossip. And you get together and you spill the tea together. And you've got behind people's backs. But spill the tea, yeah, the teacup has now become an easy way, to show that.
So then what Caitlin told us before, Caitlin, did you just make that up about Ariana Grande's fans being called T's or something?
No, definitely not. There's a massive fan of hers that you can go to get all of Ariana Grande's info, what's happening with her, and it's called Ariana and T. Okay. So it must be all the goss, but I thought it was T a person.
Caitlin, you know how before I said it was getting boring? It's happening again.
No, but hey, mate, you're the one asking you the boring questions.
I thought we'd moved on. Sorry, that was my fault. You're right.
That was your fault.
That was definitely my fault.
Thank you, Australia. Let's go to Tim in Mount Isa. Tim, who didn't you know?
Hi, guys. So I used to think that Bon Jovi and Bono were the same people.
I mean, that's great. Tim, if it helps, I used to get Gandhi and Kamal confused.
I don't know who Kamal is either, sorry.
Oh, Kamal. I used to think it was Bono, not Bono, so that was only in recent years that I started calling him by the right name.
Bono and Bono. Which one is it? Bono.
Bono.
Pro bono. Okay. Yeah. That's when he sings for free.
You've really taken my boring bit from the last segment and brought it over to this one.
I feel like it might be a theme for today's show. If you are tuning in for the first time, we're usually better.
We've got Andrea on the line. Andrea, who didn't you know?
It wasn't me. It was actually my daughter, my daughter 13. And I was playing with Donna in the car, and she goes, oh my God, Mum, who's this? They're so cool. And I said, oh, they're Madonna. And she goes, oh, I don't know. And I said, you know Madonna? And she goes, oh, isn't that Britney Spears' mum? she's never going to live it down.
Didn't they pash Britney and Madonna?
Yes. And that's what actually got me. I thought, how did she not know who Madonna was?
Yeah, it's hard to describe Madonna to someone if they don't know as well, because another description is she's a grandma that dances inappropriately and wears cones on her boobs.
She did have one of the best songs ever, though. Have we got a bit of Madonna here, Buzz? Oh, like a virgin. Yeah, you made me. Anyway.
That's a long time ago.
It even sounds old, doesn't it?
Hang on, this is the best bit.
Oh, mate, don't bring in the best bit now. We needed the best bit about 20 seconds.
Time.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, let's do this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Now, there's lots of horrible stuff going on in America at the moment. One of the only shining lights, a reminder of a wonderful president, was when Barack Obama tweeted during all of this stuff that's been going in Charlottesville, the race row. He tweeted, "No one is born hating another person because of the colour of his skin or his background or his religion." And he posted a pic of himself looking through a window with his gorgeous little kids of all nationalities peeking through the window. His tweet has now become the most liked tweet in history. It has beaten Ariana Grande's tweet before that, which was after the Manchester bombing attack. And before that, it was Ellen's tweet when she had done the big thing in the Oscars, you know, the selfie. Yes. In the Oscars. So that's the state of the world we're living in now. It's nice to know, in amongst everything, a beautiful tweet like that from Obama can be the one that we're sharing the most. Some great news.
Is it a worry, though, that it's a past president that we're retweeting that much?
Yes, that is of great concern. But we'll take whatever we can get right now.
Sure.
Some great news for parents if you've got a child who's got anaphylaxis. They're saying a peanut allergy cure is close. They've had this huge breakthrough with a treatment that provides a long-term cure for children. So 2 out of 3 kids who received this experimental peanut probiotic treatment is what it is. They received it 4 years ago, and they can now still freely eat peanuts today. So there's lots of talk about this today. They've still got some work to do on it, but if it continues in the trend that's currently happening, we might see a day where we don't have to have children who have anaphylaxis, which would be incredible. Peanut butter back in schools. Finally, I've got the story of the day that everybody's talking about. The Bachelor. After last night's episode, it was a hectic episode. Did you see it, Tommy, or were you out doing your stand-up gig?
No, I was doing shows last night, but I will watch it on catch-up.
Oh, well, Leah was sent home. Is that a lie? Oh. I felt like that might have been a lie. You're not going to need to watch it on catch-up because I'm about to catch you up on it.
Oh, spoiler. Okay.
Spoiler.
Leah was sent home.
It was a full-on episode. It was a full-on episode. In it, look, there was a whole lot of cattiness or just some carefully created TV by the producers. Not sure which one. But in it, it emerged that Leah had been a topless waitress in her past for 5 years, or as Florence calls it.
Leah says that she is a party planner, but rumor has it that she is a naked party planner. Shocking!
Now, there's a lot of talk today. Leah has come out saying she felt degraded after last night's show, saying that it's unfair that she was shamed for her past. A lot of people saying, like, why does she need to tell him after they've only met for a couple of hours in total that that was her past? Others, you know, saying it's calling it for what it is, which is a bad word, shaming, SL word, and then shaming, which I won't say during this time. She's saying that she's studying an architecture degree at the moment that doesn't allow her time to work at Woolies, so stripping was the quickest way for her to make money. Anyway, she got booted. Maddie didn't want that to be the reason she got booted. So he's saying it wasn't because of that. It was because during the whole first half of the season, she was one of the cashier ones amongst the ladies, and he didn't like the fact that she pretty much poked and prodded and pushed Simone, hoping to get her to breaking point. This is what she was saying.
After our big blow up, she kind of stopped and I stopped pushing her buttons.
Yeah.
Because I was definitely, like, the first 2 weeks in here, I was like, she's going to explode. I'm going to push her buttons. Yeah, we just drove each other up the wall.
Yeah, and that's not the nicest of behaviour. You know I have a bit of an issue with this woman.
What do you mean? Like an issue as in you don't like her, or you've got just in general you've got an issue with her?
I think she's fun and definitely a bit crazy. But she started messaging me a few months ago. Did I tell you about this?
Oh, no. Or like on just Facebook or something.
On Facebook, just started messaging me out of the blue. And I was like, I didn't know who she was, but she's obviously really cute. And we just started messaging back and forward. But that's obviously not my issue. My issue is then...
Hold on. So she was messaging back and forth trying to go on a date.
Just, yeah, saying we should catch up for a drink. And I'd never met her. And then I found out she was on The Bachelor. I had no idea. And then I found out she was on The Bachelor because she sent me a promo thing. And then I saw her out at a comedy gig, and the guys working at the bar were like, oh, man, how's your form? You've stood Leah up twice. And I'm like, I've never met her. And she's been telling people that I stood her up twice.
Oh, she's not only upset Maddie J, she's upset Tommy L too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tommy L's over it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, technology. Incredible, yeah? Like, cool that in this day and age you just swipe screens, right?
No. You promised me you were going to tell us about the use of a banana.
I am. That's what I'm telling you about. Yes, technology, okay? Oh. It's cool. Just with one swipe of your finger, you open your phone, you send text messages, you make calls. Like, who would have thought 20 years ago that's what we'd be doing, yeah?
Yeah, well, the people that invented it, but apart from that, yes.
Yeah, but when you were sitting with the cord of your phone at home wrapped around the doorway and the door closed so you could speak to your best mate after Neighbours was on TV and catch up on all the goss, you were not thinking one day I'd be swiping a phone with my finger.
No, not at all. I was thinking I can't wait to call a girl and not have to speak to her dad on the phone first.
But how often, right? Are you swiping with your finger and then your finger's sticky because you've been eating a yummy donut or something, you know, chocolate or something, and then you go to use your phone and you're like, oh, I can't use my finger now. It's all sticky. I wish I had something else to swipe my phone with.
Oh, I think this all the time, Carrie, all the time.
Okay, well, I discovered something today. Apparently, right, when you're swiping with your finger on your smartphone, right, I sound like I know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The glass of your touchscreen, right, sits above heaps of little electric fields, right, in this grid formation. And when your finger slides across the screen, it triggers a change in those electric fields, right?
I just need to point out to people, I love what's happening, but I just need to point out to people that you started this by saying, I discovered this. I don't reckon you discovered this.
Really.
I reckon you've read an article about someone. Well, that's completely different because you've suddenly gone, I discovered this, and then explained the screen like you're this tech just guru. Like, okay, I discovered this. You know how the screen has electromagnetic, and everyone's like, whoa.
Anyway,
but
the
you're
point
reading
is.
Reading it off paper.
Whatever. Your phone, right, isn't detecting a finger, right? It just knows something is there that's sort of conducting the electric fields or whatever the things are under it, right? It just senses that there's something there. But you can't, if you've got a glove on, you can't swipe with your finger. It won't detect that. Right? It needs something like a finger. Yep. And they have discovered the closest thing to a finger is a banana. You can swipe on your phone with your banana. You can send messages. You can make calls all with your banana. And I am peeling one now. I'm about to have a text exchange. What?
I don't reckon you meant to open it, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, because you said about getting your screen greasy and that's why you'd use it, but you've just opened it. Now you're going to get your screen covered in banana.
No, but I think it needs the actual banana, not the skin.
Are you sure? Did you read down past the first paragraph?
My phone's always covered with banana. I've got a two-year-old. Okay, I'm going to try.
Can you send me a message?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to enter in my password first. Oh, my gosh, it's working. Don't film that because then everyone will know my password. Okay. All right, now I'm opening up my messages. Oh, this is so unreal. It's working. I'm sending you a message, Tommy. Thick fingers, though. It's like me, my big finger, using my big toe. It's not making it easy to pick the letters that I want, Tommy. Okay,
That's a good point, though. Why wouldn't you just use your toe? If you can't use your fingers for some reason, why wouldn't you use your toe?
Well, because my toes are so fat, you're pressing like the whole keyboard, right?
That's true, actually.
A similar problem with the bananas. Hey, oh, no, I shouldn't tell you what I'm writing. It should be a surprise, I reckon, if you wanted to type a message
with your toe, it'd need to be on one of those big iPads.
Hold on, I'm getting there. Just talk, Tommy, while I do this.
I'm just scared of what happens when you then go to use your phone next time and you just smoosh
banana
against the side of
your face. Oh, it's all a bit manky with a... okay, almost there,
Why are you reading it out? I'll just send it to me, mate.
Okay, ready to go? I'm going to add a little emoji. Hold on, I'm adding an emoji. If you've just tuned in, I am sending a text message using a banana. Is there a banana emoji?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, mate, just send it.
I want the banana emoji.
We're doing the thing we were doing at the start of the show.
Where is it? We're boring people out of their minds. Okay, I found the food section. Where's... I'm just going to send it.
Okay. Come on. Beat the bomb, but there's no money on the line.
Okay.
I've got the message
back. Did you get the message?
And disappointing for me, it's written perfectly, and it says, "Hey, idiot, exclamation mark, I'm riding with a banana."
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And as you know, Bickers, I am up here in Darwin. I did a show last night, and this place is stunning. Have you been here?
No, I want to go I want to go on again. I want to take my son on the train all the way out there because he loves trains.
Yeah, and this time of year particularly, I know obviously in summer it gets very humid and hot up here, but right now it's like 30 degrees, it's dry, it's just beautiful, and it kind of stays warm at night. So last night I did a big open air show, no roof and just a few lights over the top sparkling, and it was beautiful. But that's not what you immediately think of when you think Northern Territory, is it?
No.
What do you think of?
Animals that could kill.
Yeah, and as you know, the king of the jungle is my reputation, pretty much. Man of steel.
Right.
You're the brains. I'm the brawn.
The weapon.
You're the looks.
I'm the brains. I'm the brawn. Just brought you the segment that you can send a text message with a banana.
It wasn't bad, though. It was pretty good in the end. I think we were both surprised. But I thought, since the weapon's in town, the weapon has got to hunt out another apex predator. And there is something here called Crocosaurus Cove. It's right in the middle of the main strip. And they have a thing called the Cage of Death. And I thought, yeah, that's got me written all over it. So I went down there today and I took some recording equipment. I met James from down there and this is how it all went.
James?
Yes?
It's called the Cage of Death. How many people have died?
None have died going into the cage.
Who am I going in with?
It's Chopper today. Chopper is our most senior crocodile.
He sounds friendly with a name like Chopper.
He's the friendliest crocodile you'll ever meet.
Give us the stats. How big are we talking?
We're talking about 5.5 metres long, 890 kilograms, 66 interlocking teeth with a 3.5-tonne bite force.
3.5-tonne?
So big. Just two apex predators eyeing each other off.
Cool, calm, and composed. It feels unnatural, like it feels like I should die. I'm so relaxed.
Oh my god.
I think if we edit out the squeals, that'll be perfect.
Brilliant.
Okay, hold on. I have so many questions. I could only imagine what was going on there. So when all the water's sloshing about, you're in a cage. Yep.
So it's a perspex cage which lowers into the water. There's mesh on the bottom of it, so it fills up with water. And then, so it's clear perspex. And so the croc is like right there. And I cannot stress how massive these things are. I think they're 6 metres, but they're nearly a tonne in weight. And they're just
huge. Teeth at you, but they can't get to you.
teeth at you and hitting the perspex and stuff, biting and hitting the perspex. And you look at it and you can see its eye and its eyelid that shuts the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, and so they encourage you, like, you get your face right up to it, and it's so still, and then it moves so quickly. And as you can hear, I was like, I thought I was fine, and then as soon as it moved, I was like, and there was all these little kids lined up watching me, like, pointing and laughing. Like, I'd go like, and I'd move about the cage, and then I'd just hear this, and there's all these little kids on their holidays.
Normally you like people laughing at you.
Yeah,
that's your job.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't in control of this laughter, and that, you know, you're right.
Was it terrifying on a scale of 1 to 10? How close to death did you come?
It was weird because it was very terrifying, but also strangely relaxing because it's like they're so majestic and big, so it's like really relaxing. But then they move, and you're like, oh god! It's like if you were doing meditation, but then someone came in and whipped you every now and then, and you didn't know it was going to happen.
Okay, it's awesome though. I clearly understand what you mean now.
If you want to experience the cage of death for yourself at Croc Cave, make sure you book before you get to Darwin. Crocosauruscove.com.
Oh.
Highly recommended, no doubt, by Tommy Little.
It was awesome. Also, make sure you book in advance. I know this time of year particularly is their peak time and they're kind of booked up for about 2 weeks in advance. So make sure you plan
ahead. I'll keep that in mind next time I'm up there.
It's good to have you back, Tommy.
Alive.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That is us done, guys.
Outta.
Yeah. Hamish and Andy there are next. Have a great afternoon, Australia. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.